But we feel that today is a historic moment where the virtual world meets the real world of global networks. The Postal Service has been delivering information between human beings for hundreds of years on this planet, and the UPU is the global leader and an organization which brings all of this together so successfully, linking physical addresses and people and connecting them around the world. ICANN helps to do the same thing on the internet. ICANN is the global policy and administration body for all internet names and all internet numbers. And so it helps to connect people in the virtual world. And so the really exciting part of this announcement together on the .post top level domain is that we have this opportunity, sir, to work with you and your group to connect these two different worlds and to see what innovation might come through your very innovative members, such as Poste Italiana and others. And so we are very honored to be here. It's also historic for ICANN as a policy and coordination body for the global internet identifiers, because this is the first a new type of formal working relationship with the United Nations family, a family that we value greatly. Previously we've had the honor of doing some work with WIPO, and yesterday we signed a memorandum of understanding with UNESCO, but this is a very interesting direct and technology linkage, which we think can bring much benefit to the world. And we will be excited to see the innovation that comes, particularly as the network that you're building, the electronic network you're building globally, amongst all the post offices, now is also engaged in financial transactions and many other value-added services. So in summary, our mission at ICANN is to help there be one world, one internet, with everyone connected. And this is an extremely important bonding or connection between the physical world network of all the global postal systems and the internet, and we're just very excited, extremely appreciative to have this opportunity to work with the UPU, and a special thanks to the excellent staff on both sides, as well as in Poste Italiana. I know Mr. Andrea Rigoni is here, who's had a very critical role in this. I know the negotiation team at UPU is present, and many people at ICANN, Mr. Kurt Pritz, Mr. Craig Schwartz, as well as other parties were heavily involved in moving this forward. So thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity today.
Thank you, Mr. Beckstrom. Now we'll hear from Mr. Dayon.
Good morning. Is it working?
Yes.
It's also a very big pleasure for me to be beside you, Der Rod, if I may, and also Der Massimo, CEO of Poste Italiane. It's for UPU a very historical moment, not for being just the first UN agency which be able to sign that agreement with you, but also it's also the possibility to demonstrate how the postal sector is changing rapidly and what could be the value could be bring by UPU for helping our members, which are 191, to be connected to the worldwide network. I think when I had to think about the messages could be delivered, I consider that the creator of UPU had clearly an historical vision of the future. And today with ICANN, we can meet the objective which were established in 1874 when UPU was created. Two key objectives. First, building a single territory, a worldwide environment without borders between the countries, first objective. Second objective, helping the communication between every citizen, every companies all over the world. Of course, we had to work for achieving those objectives. But we had some obstacles, yes, moving from one country to another. And also, with the development of new activities, money order exchanges, e-commerce, we are meeting some new risk. The key message after the financial crisis was mistrust or trust, as you want. And what we have observed, especially in the field of financial services, many citizens withdraw their money from the banks for depositing the money through the post, presenting a good image in terms of trust. It means that with that agreement, we are able to create a trust, which is a condition for helping the growth of the economy, organizing the exchanges all over the world. Why UPU decided to have that project? It was a long project, long history. Because today, we are professionals. We have a postal technology center, which is developing softwares, managing an electronic network, having the possibility today to organize electronic exchanges between 150 countries, but also to interface the UPU network with any other network. It means that today we have the vision, we have the strategy, and we have the ability to develop such services because we have professionals, and because our network is growing also rapidly, we are organizing the services through a regional approach, being as close as possible to every members for providing our services at the lowest cost, without forgetting the question of the training, with today a big activity in terms of e-learning. Of course, like you, I have to congratulate the IB staff and the responsibility of Paul Donahoe as a chief of project, working time to time, probably 24 hours a day, with the help of Ricardo, our lawyer, the help of also of Harald Verich, who is director of Postal Technology Center, without forgetting Real and his team in terms of communication. And I have to congratulate and to thank Massimo and his team, because for us, what is important is not to be in an artificial world. We have to connect our activities to the reality. By chance, we had Poste Italiane, which is one of the most successful models, and especially in the field of new technologies using the e-services, without forgetting also Tunisian Post, which is in charge of the e-services working group. Tunisian Post is also a good example. It means that our approach is to be global, to be as ambitious as possible, and to help every members, including the less developing countries, to achieve the best level, could be done through our technical cooperation policy. And we are very happy to be here with you. I'm sure that taking into consideration the confident climate was established between your team and my team, I'm sure that we will build together a strong future for our sector. Thank you very much for trust between us.
Thank you. Merci, Monsieur Dayan. Now I would like to ask Mr. Massimo Sarmi to make his statement.
Thanks a lot. If I am allowed to be a little bit more informal, as it is my nature, I want to say, and I'm fully spontaneous in what I'm about to say, that we are all are assisting to a real historical event. I thought in depth about what our friends Eduard and Rod did. Thanks to their leadership, we all will take advantage of a really historical event. It's natural for me to make a quick jump in the past, because when Rhodes and Edouard were talking about it, came up in my mind that in the mid of 19th century, when the telegraph was invented, the telegraph was the first electrical data transmission. If you think about in those times, only the postal operators were existing. And they were committed to offer secure communication using the existing technology, which was the telegraph. Now, 100 and half century later, while data transmission, electronic data transmission, represents the most spread way of communicating throughout the world, and we can count of the most powerful infrastructure ever existed, the internet, I think that these qualities, the nature of the postal operators to ensure secure and trusted communication services can be applied to this technology. So, as Eduardo said, it is a reality. Thanks to UPU, we are cooperating into the development on the .post services, which will be interoperable worldwide, will represent a standard, and we all are aware of what does a standard mean. It means that all the researchers all over the world will contribute to the improvement and the evolution from now onwards of the new communication, electronic communication services, provided by postal operators and by everyone will adopt this kind of functionalities, this kind of standardization. We have to be aware too that why we all are involved into this important and complex IT and ICT infrastructure work properly. At the same time, on the one hand, thanks to the globality of the internet, but we have to take care of the threats that are coming from the internet. Only cooperating at the international level, only focusing the research and the researchers into these topics, only cooperating for having a legal framework which allows on a voluntary basis each citizen of the world to use this kind of services in a secure way, we can grant everybody under another key word, which is e-government services, to let that each government in the world will be closer to its citizens. We can't imagine how we can access a citizen without having knowledge of who is behind the computer, whose is the here is real identity. Only in such a way, I repeat, on a voluntary basis, we can add a further set of opportunities of services which will give a sure benefit for the improvement of this global community. I am more than honored to be here, and my purpose is to be continuing to be a trusted third party for all persons, citizens, administrations, enterprises, to let they have a secure flow of communication services over the .post. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Sarmi. We'll open the floor to questions now. Anyone have a question?
Agency Tartas, and my question was if the internet and electronic emails, if they are a real threat for the conventional post, and if this new domain will reduce this pressure on the conventional post. Thank you.
Is your question for one person in particular?
Or? No, it's not particular.
Representing a postal operator, what I can say. If a client is convinced to use an electronic flow, an electronic communication, of course I have to serve him in that way. If he prefers to use a physical mail, I'll serve it in the traditional way. We do not have to neglect the fact that the hybrid concept from electronical to physical, from physical to electronical, are two a part of the game. And I think that for the years to come, the new flow, the electronic services which are adding more value. I'll give you very quickly an example. When we send a piece of registered mail, there is an envelope closed, a content we can't know what's written inside, a sender who can be a fancy name, a receiver who is the right guy, because a human being, a postman, deliver it once, recognizes who is the receiver. Imagine it in the electronic flow. You can identify really who is the sender, really who is the receiver, really what is the content. You can protect the content and assure with electronic tools throughout the digital signature if it is really who signed Massimo Sarmi the text, to protect the integrity of the text, to apply the concept of non-repudiation. I mean that at any moment, under a set of rules, the postal operators can guarantee that that transaction has been done. So this is only an example to tell you how these different flows are compatible, and the new one can produce added value in comparison with the old traditional technology.
Okay, Hedayat.
Abdenabi, Kuwait News Agency. I'd like to ask a question to any of the distinguished guests on the assistance this.com would provide in times of natural disasters. Tsunamis, whatever that can happen in the world.
Okay, I'm going to ask, we have Paul Donahoe, who's the e-business manager and also who's been working on this .post project, to maybe take this question.
Thank you for the question. One of the capabilities that many of our members are looking at with .post is bringing together the physical and digital addresses, and the convergence of physical communication and electronic communication. And one way of using this is to be able to electronically communicate to locations. And in the case of emergencies, the governments will be able to utilize .post for electronic communications to targeted regions, to targeted locations, based on the convergence between physical and electronic addressing.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Akino Yayama from Asahi Newspaper. I was wondering, apart from having the dot post, what really will change for the future user? What is, you mentioned the hybrid mail, but can you tell us more about hybrid mail or other things that will really change with this domain name? Thank you.
Okay, so if I understand the question correctly, how will .post facilitate new services such as hybrid mail?
Sorry. I'll give you an example linked to my country's mentality. Each one of us, as a citizens, from time to time, needs to have a certificate of birth, a certificate of marriage, a certificate of residence. What did we do currently? And I'll explain the functionality, and then we'll come behind to see and to explain how .post is essential. We interconnected the database of a local municipality in Italy, and then in whatever post office you can ask for printing that certificate and having it with a legal value, because the flow is secured throughout .post and secure functionalities. And the signature is the digital signature, which is the one who is linked to the officer who is in charge of granting the certificate. Now, this functionality will be open in Italy in a couple of months' time via internet. So that means that in every way, not creating the any digital divide, you can access a post office, you can print it via internet, you can have a certificate, which is an hybrid service, because you start taking an electronic flow and printing it in whatever place, of, at least of Italy, but via internet, I say, of the world, with a legal value.
Yes. In addition to what Mr. Sarmier said, I think, of course, up to now we received a certain number of questions regarding mail. But as the CEO of ICANN mentioned, our action is to be able to build a worldwide network fully integrated with the three dimensions, physical, electronic, and financial. Of course, with the internet, we are seeing the development of email. Mr. Sarmi gave some very good explanations. But with the internet, you can order, I'm sure that in your side, you are ordering goods everywhere in the world through internet. Are you able to receive goods through internet? No. We have to ensure the logistic network to guarantee the possibility to monitor the items over the transportation chain, and to secure also the electronic messages could be connected with the goods. One example. When I made my statement, I have insisted on the importance of the trust. And today, with internet, there is some new risk. Counterfeit items, for example, or some other risk. With the dot post, we will have a space dedicated to the postal sector, fully securized, which means that we will be able to identify all the actors could be part of that environment, having the possibility to secure the exchanges and to help the growth of, in our side, the international activities in a better environment. It means that the new technologies, we have two possibilities to see the evolution of the world. Either to be in a defensive position or to consider the new technologies, the evolution, as a positive way, seeing how can we take advantage of those evolutions, which is exactly what we are doing, because we know that in our world, the risks are growing, and it's very important to secure the exchanges for controlling the risk, which is also the reason why then, after having signed that agreement, we will sign another one with the Italy Post for enforcing our activities in the field of cybersecurity, which means that dot post is essential for securing every kind of exchanges between the different actors are part of the postal sector in the framework of UPU, having the possibility as UN agencies to work not only on the technical issues, standards, etc., but also to cover the regulatory issues.
And if I may build on what Eduardo and Massimo have shared, what happens when new networks are connected is often unforeseeable, because what happens is innovation. New connections are made and entirely new possibilities arise. And what we see here are some of the foundation pieces of what is possible. But the internet itself, if you focus on the word inter, it was designed as an interconnection between different networks. It's not truly one network. It's actually the interconnection of networks. And I recently spoke with Bob Kahn, one of the original founders of the internet, on that architecture. And so what happened when those networks were connected is the information flowed, but no one imagined in 1969 and in the 70s when they first developed the technology that the World Wide Web would come. That came from here in Switzerland, from the CERN research labs, when one scientist, Sir Tim Berners-Lee, thought he needed to make it easier to share information on top of the internet. And then once that innovation happened, an explosion of what we know now as the web occurred, with tens of billions of pages of information, services, financial transactions, news. So when we connect networks, new things can happen. And what we're doing today is we're seeing a very historic connection between the pure internet, virtual electronic network, and the postal system's physical network, electronic network, and logistical network worldwide. And so none of us can fully foresee, and we can be very excited about the possibilities in potential financial services that the postal operators may offer. We see very great possibilities in cybersecurity, which is a top topic that I care about and have worked on in the past, because a great problem in cybersecurity is authentication, or what we call spoofing. It is people trying to represent or parties that they're someone else. And the postal system has that on-the-ground immediate knowledge of individuals, residences, and businesses to offer a level of authentication that might not otherwise be possible. Through 600,000 outlets in the world, this is a phenomenally powerful resource that only the postal system has that I can think of very uniquely to get down to the address level, the individual level, of a security, which could have tremendous benefits for cybersecurity in the future. Clearly, there'll be important privacy issues to concern other social and policy issues, but that fundamental capability could be very transformative for cybersecurity. So I am not the postal expert by any means, but I am a student of networks, and I am a passionate a student of watching innovation, and I believe that this unique intersection of these new networks, as DotPost, the UPU, and the National Postal Systems are literally now coming in to the highest central ring of connectivity in the internet, the root, the so-called root file of the internet. There's only 270 entries there in the world. The UPU has now joined, that is an additional level of connectivity. It also creates branding opportunities, because it means as you create a secure environment for people to come to, they will know that if they're typing in .post at the end, they're going to a safer place, a more secure place. And so there's other organizations that may be able to learn very much from the innovative things that you're already talking about doing here.
Thank you very much. Any more questions? Yes, please.
Hi, Takuya Arai with Kyodo News, a Japanese news agency. I'm sorry, I don't understand very much yet how the DotPost works. And is it correct if I understand that you will give the DotPost?
Okay, so thank you for your question. There is a defined community that DotPost will represent. The postal community will be providing services on top of DotPost domains. So purchase of DotPost domains will be done according to the policies and eligibility criteria that the UPU will be defining. It will bring together governments, regulators, postal operators, and private sector companies that are recognised by the UPU, and they will develop the policies and the eligibility for criteria for who will be able to buy dot post domains and what they will be able to be used for. As has been said by Mr. Dayan and Mr. Beckstrom, the whole principle of dot post is a trusted and secure environment, so there will be conditions on who will be able to access the domains and what they will be able to use them for to ensure that trust and security space on the internet that the citizens can recognize.
Yes, follow-up question.
Just again, I still don't understand what the hybrid mail is. How does it going to work? How are you going to charge? And is that Italy will be the first country to do that? Thank you.
I think that I am more than forced to answer. Of course, when you put in place a list of services, as first you think how to market these services, and you described the main features, the main characteristics, the various ingredients you can put together to form a list of new services. And you put aside a price for that, because, of course, from a business point of view, I do not think that everything will be offered free of charge. As to our current experience, I noticed, if I come back to the example I gave you, the certificate, or other ones which are running currently in Italy, I think that everybody is willing to pay a little amount of money, having on the other end the advantage of not moving from his house, not necessarily going to a public office or to a post office or somewhere else to access a certificate. Think about the health functionality. You can book a visit. Of course, you have to be recognized and identified because you book a visit. You pay for a visit. You can do it via internet or in a post office, and that happens currently in Italy. Then you have to submit yourself to a medical text, and of course you have to go physically. All the other functionalities, receiving the text, receiving the medicines, paying for these features, you can take advantage of some parts of the service proposals. So if we think simply that a postal operator will transform the existing physical mail in a pure electronical mail, it's interesting, but it's a sort of limitation. We have to think about, as Edouard said, as Rod said, to create new value, new opportunities, because the example of the e-commerce, apart of the fact that up to now the parcels are still to be delivered, but you can put easily together, they told, the physical address and the electronic address, because the postman is the one who naturally is the most updated as to the presence of a human being in a specific location. The electronic address could be a social code, can be put together with the physical one and allow the functionalities I mentioned in an easier way, plus the payment. Because when you put together communication, payment and logistics, you cover an enormous amount of functionalities which can give you the advantage of being in touch with all the world and take use and advantage of the services which can come from whatever part of the world, staying at home and vice versa.
I think Paul Donohoe would like to add something on your question to hybrid mail, and then we'll go to the question at the back.
I just wanted to add and point out that that hybrid mail and a number of the electronic services that have been discussed today are actually being developed in a number of countries around the world. And the dot post network is actually going to be an excellent infrastructure, as Rod said, to link on an international basis these electronic services that many postal operators are currently developing for their local customers, to really create the international network of postal electronic services, which is the vision that Mr. Dayan outlined in his statement. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take the question at the back, if you could state your name and your agency.
It's Miyaoki from NHK Japanese Television. I'm very, very sorry to be ignorant. I didn't know about this process, and I would like to know the beginning of this process, when you started, how it started. Maybe you had some difficulty to conclude. And finally, does UPU change from upu.int to upu.post? Thank you.
You had right. It was a long process because first we had the idea very long time ago, but it was just an idea, dot post. What could be the content? What could be the services? What was the experience of UPU? And we had to work around the dot post concept. What could be the role of UPU? But you know, you can have sometimes very good ideas, but too early in advance. And we have to demonstrate, first of all, that we had a clear vision, clear understanding from our members, and also, without waiting the conclusion of the negotiations, to provide the proof that we were professionals having the possibility to develop concrete services. Today, it's the case. Today, we provide our services to the majority of our members, the most industrialized countries, like the others, using the most sophisticated technologies, RFID, EDI messages, etc., etc. And it was not simple for UN agencies to be recognized in an open manner by ICANN. It means that we had to make effort in the two sides and also to convince some key leaders like Poste Italiane to be confident with the UPU. It took some time, but it's better because you are from Japan. I think I have strong people from Japan working with the UPU, and they are very successful. You know why? Because before starting, they take a long time for thinking, cutting the problem in a different size and finding the right solution, meaning that for implementing successfully dot post, we follow the Japanese example, which is the reason why we are confident.
And if I may add a little bit to this history, that it was very accurate, and add some color perhaps. The first is, I believe that senior leadership in the UPU and as well as the ICANN board, I think, reached a conceptual agreement to pursue this activity either in 2003 or 2004. I believe it was 2003. I'm sorry? 2004. Thank you very much, Ricardo. Some of the difficulties were structural and legal in the sense that UPU is an intergovernmental organization. ICANN is a non-governmental organization, or you can think of it as an international multi-stakeholder organization, because governments are very much involved in ICANN, including our Government Advisory Committee and in many other processes. And so the interface between these two required some very creative legal work and thinking to be done, which I'll come back to in a moment. But some of this story came in part from your UPU has these champions, which are your national operators. And the gentleman to my right is a very successful and aggressive champion, Mr. Massimo Sarmi. And I had the good fortune to work with Massimo when I was working for the U.S. government in cybersecurity. And we discussed possible collaborations and different projects together, and we built a very good relationship. And when Sarmi and I, as well as Mr. Andreas Regoni, who is here, were together in Rome in June, I mentioned that I was honored to be considered by ICANN as a potential candidate to become CEO in July. And Massimo encouraged me to continue on that path, and fortunately the ICANN board elected me on June 26, which I think was only 2 weeks or so after we met. But Massimo told me at lunch that day at the lovely Circolo di Scacchi in Rome, he said, if you take on this position, we really would like to get this dot post going, and it's been a very difficult negotiation set of issues. Can you please work on this if you're the CEO of ICANN? And I, of course, said to Massimo, I will work on it if you will work on it and the UPU team, and we can come to the middle. And so the teams, the legal teams, came together and worked very hard under the leadership of Director General Dayan. And I think that through Ricardo's creativity and John Jeffries at ICANN, we came to, I think, a very creative solution that can now be a model not only for ICANN and working with other IGOs. It's our first, I think, contract of this type with an intergovernmental organization, but could be modeled by other groups. Thank you.
I can confirm. It is exactly the truth. At the beginning, I said thanks to their leadership. It means exactly what they did in a very, very short time, because Rod is almost recent. So your first 6 months as a CEO of ICANN. Eduard was, let me say, anxious and stubborn, I'd say, into finalizing this activity, because from time to time he told me it is almost 5 years' time, it was almost 6 years' time. And so, as it happened in this club in Rome, named Circolo degli Scacchi, translated this chess club. We imagined the future, which is now a reality. Rod is in charge. Eduard obtained the result, and this historic event took place.
And you, Massimo, were the catalyst. Thank you.
If I may, of course, it was a conjunction at the right time between people sharing the same approach and being very open, because for me, what was certain for succeeding, it was important to work in the best condition with the high level of trust between our two organizations, which was the case. But also, I had to have continually the support from the different UPU bodies, because we have to present our strategy, our vision, to the last UPU Congress, which is the Plenipotentiary Conference, which was organized in Geneva last year. We had continually to explain and to receive the support from the permanent UPU bodies, Administration Council, Postal Operation Council, etc. It means that the DG of UPU is not somebody who is able to do what he wants. And it was very important for us to respect the governance rules we have and to use continually the different channels for being sure that we had continually the support, which was the reason why also now we are very optimistic because the ground was very well prepared at the different level.
Sorry? Okay, thank you. And I just want to mention, through the UPU now and with the DOT post, we already enjoy a good relationship with Poste Italiane, but as you mentioned, the Tunisian postal system was a catalyst here as well. And I want to mention that we want to invite all of the national postal systems that are part of the UPU family to join ICANN in our ongoing policy development process and how we advance the internet standards around naming and addressing that can affect your future. Our next meeting is in Nairobi, in March 22nd in Nairobi, and we invite all the postal systems to please join us in any policy meetings that are taking place there. Also want to mention that the press release for ICANN from today is not, I don't know if it's in the room, but you can find it online at ICANN.org. So if you go to www.ICANN.org, that press release is there. Thank you.
Okay, it's 12:25, so I think we will conclude the press conference. If some of you have additional questions, maybe our participants will hang around for a few minutes. But I thank you, everybody, for being here, and thank you to our participants for being present and having arrived all on time. Thank you very much.